Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Kremlin says Washington's threat to pull out of a 30-year-old treaty on intermediate-range nuclear missiles is deeply concerning. It said that if this went ahead, Russia would have to act to restore the nuclear balance. After talks with the visiting US National Security Advisor John Bolton, his Russian counterpart Nikolai Patrushev said Moscow was prepared to work with Washington on addressing any mutual grievances. A European Commission spokeswoman, Maya Kocianchic, urged both sides to resolve their differences.
We believe that the US and Russia need to remain engaged in constructive dialogue to preserve the treaty, which of course is crucial for Europe's and global security. And we of course expect the Russian Federation to address the concerns regarding its compliance with this treaty in a substantial and transparent way.
There's been heavy fighting in a disputed Somali region which has left more than 40 people dead. Fighting in the area first erupted in 2004, but the latest clashes come just after a peace deal in the Sul region, which is claimed by both the self-declared Republic of Somaliland and Puntland, an autonomous region of Somalia. Will Ross reports.
The governor of the Sul region, Abdi Rashid Hussein, says the fighting started shortly after dawn and lasted all day as the two rival subclans shot at each other using heavy weapons mounted on the backs of vehicles. Lengthy peace talks between the rival factions of the Dulbahante clan ended with a ceasefire just 10 days ago. The mediator of those talks has appealed for both sides to agree to a new ceasefire to end the fighting, which has scattered hundreds of nomadic herders and their livestock.
Turkey says it will do everything it can to shed light on the murder of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A spokesman for President Erdogan said nothing would remain in the dark regarding the investigation into the killing in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Turkish officials earlier dismissed the Saudi assertion that Mr. Khashoggi died during a fist fight. Omer Çelik is a spokesman for the governing party.
We are faced with a situation in which a murder was brutally planned, and a lot of effort has been made to cover it up. When we look at this from this point of view, it's a very complex murder. For us, it's a duty of honour to reveal the truth. The truth will come out.
World News from the BBC.